Liliana's going to come, and if you notice on your bulletins, come on up here. If you notice on your bulletins that we're talking about prayer and fasting for this month, this little lady is a spark plug. All right? You know what a spark plug does? It ignites fuel. That's her last name. But she excites, she does. We really liked her. She was in Parksville and Rio back there. Where are you, Rio? Somewhere back here. There he is, there. He was in our church in Parksville, which is Pastor Joseph's church now. And Rio was on our board, and he was there when we had Liana come. So let me just tell you a bit about her, okay? So I can brag on you. She finished a degree in architecture in Argentina. She's Italian. Mamma mia, that's a good, eh? I like that myself. And she moved to Ontario with her husband and pastored a church there with him, and he passed away. And she continued on with her school of ministry, school of prayer ministries. And so she's been all over the world ministering. She is right now connected with Evangel Tabernacle, or Evangel Church, I guess it's called, in with Will Sonnichsen in Kelowna, one of our churches, and has been in the POC for a long time. She believes in, like, fasting and prayer, and she'll share that. Salvation, baptism of the Holy Spirit, signs of speaking in new tongues, healings, miracles, and altar calls. So I believe in all those things too, which is good. And so she's been mentored by some interesting people. Steve Hill from the Pensacola Revival, Hector Ferreira from Argentina Revival, Luis Palau from Palau Ministries and Association. So when I say that, I don't say that to say, oh, look who's here. It's just that look who God has used and is using today, and we are privileged to have you here. Bless you.
Hello. Oh, my Lord. Daddy, thank you so much. Because you are here among us. Thank you for your church. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you are here to speak today to your church. It's your work. No, it's human work. No, it's what we can do. It's what you can do through us. What you can do in our heart. How you can produce the transformation, the restoration, the mighty power through us. We believe in you. We believe in you. We believe that today you can touch us. If we are here because we believe in you and we love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your work among us. Thank you, Lord. Before I was coming, when Pastor Jim called me, we know each other for a few years back. My heart started to ask, Lord, what do you want? What do you want to talk? And he said, Lily, you have freedom. Your pastor said, Lily, you have freedom. Whatever the Lord told you, be free. But Holy Spirit, what do you want to talk with your people? What is in your heart? What this church, what your people need from you? Because no, it's about what we can say. No, it's about title. No, it's about me. It's about him. I said that we can have information. We can have information. We can talk. But we need revelation. And revelation only comes from the Master. Only comes by the power of the Holy Spirit. And revelation produces transformation. This is my prayer for you. I received 3 words for you. For your church, for this community. It's an honor to be here. In 2019, in the first Sunday of the year, to sharing with you, it's an honor. Thank you. Three words: revival, restoration, peace. Revival, revival. When I listen your pastor talk today with us, 26 people became born again Christians. Some of that are here today. These 26 people who became born again Christian. All of you are Christian for more than 1 year. 2 years? 3 years? Okay. And then I am preaching a believer church who I no need to explain word by word the meaning of what I will going to talk about because you know Jesus. I want to talk with you about a question. The Bible said, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? This is Jesus. Jesus asking a question to a man. What do you want me to do for you? And today, Jesus asking the same question to you. And Matthew talk about two blind men. It's about the same, but in every gospel speak different. After, and Luke say that, I am making noise, you know. The healing occurred when he was walking to Jericho. And Mark speak about that report that is happening when they leave the city. But they speak about the same. It's speak about. Tell me.
Maybe just like this. See how that works.
Okay. The Bible said it's about the sin that this man. If we were going to talk about 5 points, in this case, no, it's always like that. The first point is we must believe in Jesus. The second point is we must be persistent. Persistence. Third, we must answer the call. Today, you will have an opportunity. We will going to call you to come to answer his call to receive a holy touch. But you need to answer. You will going to see what happened here with Jesus. The person need to answer a question. Fourth, we must ask with confidence, believing. If fifth, we must show gratitude to the divine touch. Number one, we was talking about this man, Bartimaeus. And he began to cry. This is a way we pray. I always, I said, sometimes we can be very eloquent. You can be beside somebody, beside you. If they had the proper word. If we watch the person, if we said, I never can do that. Truth? Do you happen? And then we say, why I going to the prayer meeting? If, I don't know, she do so well, I don't know how to do it. But this is his life from the enemy. Because prayer is cry to God. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. This is prayer. It's speaking with him like I speak with my friend. We don't need to be eloquent, very smart, proper word. Just talk how you feeling. This church will be packed in every services for prayer. Because no, it's about eloquence. It's about your heart. Lord, I am here. Can you help me, please? Sometimes I hear all these people who know very properly prepared sentence. I wish to know like that. The only what I know to do is cry. Lord, have mercy on me. And this man, this is what he did. Tell this. This tell us about persistence because he was crying. Speak about determination. He was persistent. He was crying. He was crying. He had determination. He called Jesus, son of David. Had mercy on me. I don't know about you. But I know this kind of prayer when we are desperate, when we don't know what is next. Jesus! And maybe many times you in your home pray like that. Jesus, have mercy on me. My son is sick. My daughter is away from you. My husband is away. I am sick. Jesus, have mercy on me. This is prayer, guys. What you are doing in the moment, you see it, is said, Jesus, have mercy on me. You are praying. It's a simple prayer, but it's prayer. Jesus, have mercy on me. His persistent call was a good example of prayer. I want to tell you, all the people here can be in the prayer meeting. I was just in Argentina. I went back home. I was ministry there. Our prayer meeting was amazing. Everybody was in the church. Everybody who can Sunday morning was in the church for the prayer meeting Wednesday. Everybody who can Sunday morning was in the service. And when I inside there, everybody, almost, I will say it, 10%, everybody was in their knees, crying from God. We don't need to preach. We don't need to talk. The Holy Spirit to do the work. Everybody was there, kneeling in the presence of the Lord, calling for miracles. When I was there, they told me, we don't have revival. Lily, we have, the people call me Lily. Lillian is my name, but they call me Lily, it's good. You can call me Lily. We was talking, they said to me, Lily, we don't have revival. We are desperate for the move of the Holy Spirit. I am in this church, I want, and they said, no, Lily, nothing is happening. We don't have revival. I inside the church. The service start. The door need to be open. The people from the street start to come to the church. They need to remove all the chairs because we don't have room for the people. We don't have revival, they said. Why? Because during the time that we call revival, in 1 year, our church grew 1,000 people. 1 year. Only because we spend time in fasting and prayer. This is the reason I am passionate about fasting and prayer. Yeah, we're going to share more about this topic Wednesday. Can you will see fasting and prayer for today, not only for lose weight, but also to see miracles and wonders. He wasn't discouraged because no one led him to Jesus. He was feeling disappointment because he was there sitting, sick, blind, and nobody was helping him. He was discouraged that nobody was there to see what was happening to him. Sometimes we said, nobody helping us. But he knew that Jesus is the answer. He did not ask thinking that Jesus owned something to him. He not asking for help because he needed that. He asking for help because he know Jesus' mercy is the same mercy for you today. Doesn't matter what happened in your life. Doesn't matter the agony you're going through. He cared for you. He cared for you. doesn't matter. He only cares for you. His mercy. It's because His mercy He wants you to start everything new. 2019 is a new year for you, my dear. It's a start the restoration. It's a start new year for peace and transformation. Not because of us, it's because of Him. Because of His mercy for us. Because of His mercy for you. Also for you, my dear. It's His mercy for you. Yeah, you see, I speak to you. To you. His mercy is over you. He wants mercy from Jesus. Do you want mercy for Jesus? Whatever is your situation, whatever is your situation, wherever you came from, yeah, I know in this place, many of you have pain in your heart. But it's a new day for you, my dear. Also for you, the peace of God who transcends all understanding will come over you. The peace of God is not natural. The peace of God is only belong to Him He put in us. It's something that no can from men coming from Him. Believe that is for you. The peace of God is supernatural. But the enemy wants us to be quiet. No, listen, this pastor is speaking with you. No wasting your time on every Sunday. After Sunday, nothing happened. You go on Sunday, Sunday, after Sunday, after Sunday, and nothing happened. Today is raining. Do not get up. No, tonight you need to watch in TV. No waste your time to go into church again. Why? You did it. You did it in the morning. You don't need to come back Monday to the Wednesday. It's done. This is the liar. The liar told us to us to be quiet, to not ask for help, to think we are wasting our time. This is what the enemy does over and over and over and over and over and over. Do not believe in lies. The enemy can he say, no, you know we're going to receive. No, 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 nothing will going to change. He's a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. But this man, Bartimaeus, called for Jesus' attention. Are you calling every day for Jesus' attention? Are you calling for Jesus' attention every day? We don't know for how long this man was sick. We don't know. We don't know what happened in his life. We don't have a clue. But the only thing what we know is that he was calling for Jesus' attention. Trust in Jesus' power, no man power. We cannot do anything. Be ready, man. A new season will start in your life. You will going to be a leader. You are in the process, but you will be surprised. You see, this man will be transformed. I don't know who he is, but it doesn't matter. Expect Jesus' power. Expectation. That is Jesus, the Son of God, can answer your requests. Can answer your requests. Can answer your requests. Jesus called. Jesus asked the crowd to call the blind man. Now, this blind man is there. Sit. But now, the Bible said, first, nobody pay attention.
Everybody say, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. But now Jesus, listen. And what happened? Jesus said, go, call him. And everybody changed. Oh, call this man. Jesus calling you, my dear. And you. The complete change of attitude of the crowd. Because who talk now? Jesus. Jesus is talking with you every day. I make a big difference between prayer and chat with Jesus. Do you know what is chatting with Jesus? I love to go for long walks. I love to walk. We have a conversation. And we talk about everything, he answered. Do you know he answered back? Do you know that he answered back when we talk? We have a verse in the Bible in Jeremiah 33:3. This was the first verse I learned. Call to me, and I will answer you. And I will show you, seeing that you don't have a clue. This is Lily version. Call to me, and I will answer you. And then I love to go for a walk. Sometimes I am hours walking with him, talking about everything, about you, about the churches. He answered me back. This is chatting. I call chatting with the Lord. And the other is the more formal, you know, we sometimes do. Our Heavenly Father who are blah, 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 blah. His response was immediately. The man who was there responds. Now. Today is your day, my friends. You don't come here because you want to come one more Sunday. You can hear because the Lord wants to do something in your life. Amen. In your church, they are praying, praying for transformation and for all this empty spot to be packed. But we need you. Your pastor needs you. All of you. No, it's about only a group of people. It's about everybody is important in the kingdom of God. Do you know when we do fasting and prayer, I teach in our people something that for you maybe will be crazy, but I do that. They bring their children, and the children fasting and prayer with us. Children, young people. This is happening in Canada. 2 months ago, 1 month ago, I invite the families. It's so neat to see wife, husband, because we believe only ladies pray or fasting. Men don't do that. This is sometimes we believe that. Prayer is for girls. In my Bible, all the time, speak about men. Jeremiah, Nehemiah, Daniel. They are men, not girls. They are men. Where I came from, the men are there praying. And then the men bring the family. Yeah, I believe it's time for you to start, guys. See, if you never came for a prayer meeting with your wife, I believe it's time for you to start to come. At first, you don't will know how to do it. But that doesn't matter. You will going to learn. He will ask you for mercy. I challenge you guys for this new year. Jesus did not come to this place by chance, guys. You don't come to this place by chance. Or because Pastor Him announced all this event. You came because God has something special for you. to raise up some of you in your own nations. You was leaders. You was leader in churches. You was in charge and position in churches. It's time you to come back again to restore what the Lord already gave to you. Many of you have called from God. Start to use it. Start to use your call because the Lord called you. You know that. Do no fighting against God. He called you. Oh, Jesus. The question to stimulate his faith. He make a question to this man who is paralyzed, who is blind. This is the blind man. You know, Jesus see this man as blind. He have this idea, make this question. What do you want me to do for you? Can you see that? Jesus know everything about you, but he today is asking this question. What do you want me to do for you? He knows about all your life, but he asking a question. What do you want me to do for you? This is almost why we have altar calls. Because he is asking a question to you. But we need to answer this question. This is what happened with this man. Because the Bible said Jesus did not immediately heal him. He not heal him. Blah. He saw him. He said, okay, you are healed. No, he asking a question first. Because he wants to use our will. He wants to use your will. Not only he knows you have a need. He wants to know if you will answer a step of faith. It seemed that his need was obvious, of course, but he need that. After the Bible said, go your way, your faith has made you well, but there need to be a question. There need to be an answer. A question, an answer. Many times, Jesus will ask us, what do you want? Be specific. Question and answer. We must eliminate all doubt. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. What do you want Jesus to do for me? What is the veil in front of us? Maybe fear, frustration, disillusionment. I try to practice this word. Disillusionment. Close. English language. Oppression, depression. Praise the Lord. Bartimeo followed Jesus. He followed Jesus after receiving the vision. After he started to see. He followed. Many people gone away. They received their miracle. They received their teaching. They received everything. And now, goodbye. Goodbye to the church. Goodbye to the Lord. Everybody left. Do you know people like that? I know people like that. He was determined to reach Jesus. He have a faith that he knew who Jesus was, the Son of God. He came hungry to Jesus when he said, Jesus had mercy of me. Today, I have a question. What do you want Jesus do for you? I see that some people in this room need healing, physical healing. People who have problems in their ears. They have problems, somebody in this room has problem with sound. I don't know what kind of sound is, but your ears. Do you have somebody here problem in their ears? You, okay, who more? I have more than one person here. Who more have problems in the ears? How many? You. How many ear problems? Other person here had problem in their right hip. Somebody? Oh, good. Ooh, mamma mia. Ooh, whoopa, mamma mia. Jesus, you are right. You are right. Some people are suffering from neck problems. Neck problems. Back problems. You have everything for you. You came to the better place today. Back problems. How many people suffer from back problems in this room? Pain. 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 Oh, be ready. He will do it. Be ready. He will do it. But also, the Lord is speaking about brokenness. The Lord is speaking about that some people lost hope. You have a very bad Christmas season. You are broken. Some of you, your family, you have problem in your family. The Lord is here to give hope. 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 I see a picture that you was waiting for this phone call. It never came. You was having so much expectation. It never came, this phone call to you. Your heart is broken. But I told you, today is 2019. This is belong to 2018. And Jesus is here to restore this heart by a miracle. And then now, I believe somebody with a worshiping music, wherever it is, we need music. Yes. During the time, I want to invite all of you, it's a challenge, to come and receive. What do you want from him? And what we were going to do is we will pray for everybody as an invitation. Remember, Jesus knew what happened with this man, but he came to us. He needs to answer. This is for today, answer to this call. I want you to answer this call from God. What do you want you to receive from him? Could you stand up, please? I want to invite you to come to the front. Somebody will need to start. I know that. Who will answer this altar call? What do you want me to do for you? Who will answer? Come. Start to come. Somebody will be always the first. Come. Start to come. And make a line close to the front. You want to give me a piece for me to walk. Close, close, close. Pastor, you know how I do this business. Come, come. And after, we will go, and the people who need a miracle healing, start to come in the music. You, some music back, I will talk with them. Start to answer, what do you want you from him? 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 Ooh, the Lord has something for you, my dear. Start with the music. I don't know how you do that, but we will do that. Okay. Pastor Jim normally helped me what we call touching. You explain to them what can happen here.
Is Mike gone? There, that's good. First of all, I wanted to explain to you, I'm the shepherd and pastor of this church. But I don't know everything about sheep. But when I did raise sheep, I would have the veterinarian come in. And he'd look at my sheep and he'd say, Jim, this needs this and this needs that. I trust the veterinarian. I hope you're not offended by that, but it's just that God wants to do some work in the sheep. And I'm not able. I'm not the professional in that area, and not that she's professional, but that's the gift God has given her for you. So the power of God is going to touch some of you in different ways, and some of you are going to fall, and I talked to you about that already. Let yourself go. We'll have somebody behind so that you don't hurt yourself, because that's not the plan for God. What it is you just don't lie there and nothing happens. That's you lie there and you're just set apart for God to do some work in your life. And you might be there for a few minutes. You might be there for a half an hour. That's okay. But if there, you're not incapacitated, so if the place catches on fire, you can get out, okay? It's that you are allowing him to spend time with you. This is life-changing for the sheep. So we do need a few people that will just kind of wander around and stand behind people that are being prayed for. And if you hit the ground, we'll cover your modesty with a jacket or something. We're not even prepared for that. And, you know, this is your pastor, not really prepared for everything, but I just want you to receive. I want you to receive everything that he has for you. So don't question as much as trust. I believe that this is from God. And I love you. I would never expose you to something that would harm you. I would never allow that to happen in my field. I would never, ever. I would arrest it before it ever got a chance. So as Lily prays for you, and you know, Pastor Stephen and Elaine will just kind of be with her and anoint you with oil. We have oil here. And so I know some of you will go, oh, man, this might go on for a while. You know what? Heaven's going to go on for a long time. And if we just spend that time today, you're going to have a taste of heaven, and you're going to walk through this life in a different way. So I just want some people who would kind of just come around behind. Rio, would you do that as well? Rio's a friend of ours. And so I just want everyone to receive that. So here you go.
Do not put attention in what I am talking. Pay attention in Jesus. Worshiping Jesus. Start to stand up your arm and worshiping him. He wait in him will touch you. He will do it for you. Okay? Put your eyes in Jesus.
眼目转向耶稣.
Sometimes I don't like to spend a lot of time. I do specific what the Lord said. But pay attention in Jesus. He answered Jesus why you came to the altar. Not to me. To Jesus. What do you want from me?
仰望耶稣,
Jesus asked you.
耶稣为你要成就大事.
When I have a word, I will tell you. If I don't have nothing, only I will say, thank you, Jesus. He prayed for you. Start to worshiping him with your music.
我如果有话, 我会传递给你, 没有的话, 就 照着圣灵的感动，圣灵今天早上要动奇妙的工作。如果你 倒在圣灵的面前没有关系，是圣灵要触摸你，在神面前领受。
Preparation is God's ministry. To know the weaknesses I see.